Secretary of State John Kerry began talks with his Russian counterpart in Geneva today, saying the world is watching to see if two major powers can work together to rid Syria of chemical weapons. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Kerry's testing how serious both Moscow and Damascus are about this diplomatic way forward.
Secretary Kerry has already raised concerns about the timetable for a plan to destroy Syria's chemical weapons. Syria says it has 30 days to declare its arsenal once it joins the Chemical Weapons Convention. But Kerry says there's nothing standard about this moment, and he says there are a lot of issues for the experts to iron out quickly.
The technical challenges of trying to do this in the context of the Civil War, are obviously immense.
But he says he thinks it can be done as long as there are consequences for Syria if it does not follow through. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Geneva.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says GOP lawmakers are wasting their time in trying to delay or defund the president's health care law. NPR's Craig Windham reports Reid's comments come after he met with House Speaker John Boehner and other congressional leaders as they try to head off a government shutdown in less than 3 weeks.
Conservative GOP lawmakers are demanding that any measure to keep federal agencies operating include a provision to defund or delay the health care law. Boehner acknowledges that is a key issue.
For the sake of our economy, we'll continue to do everything we can to repeal, dismantle, and defund Obamacare.
Boehner also wants the president to agree to more spending cuts in exchange for raising the nation's debt limit this fall. But Senate Budget Committee Chairman Patty Murray of Washington State says that is not going to happen.
Democrats are not delaying Obamacare. We certainly aren't negotiating over the debt limit, and it's insane to play partisan games with our nation's economy.
Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.